Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 156, and I'm recording this on August 7th, 2008, from Interstate 80 traveling westbound, and right now I am by Paxton, Nebraska. I'm doing a little car casting here as I travel out west to pick up my family from a short family vacation, and just a short little tourism moment here. If you ever are traveling I-80 in Nebraska, and you're in western Nebraska, and you need a place to stop and have a very unique meal, and you're by Paxton, and that's spelled P-A-X-T-O-N, stop in at Oli's Sports Bar. It's an amazing little place to eat where the person that owned it back in, I believe, as early as like the 1930s, began doing a lot of different hunting and big game hunting, and everything that he shot and he had stuffed, he had brought back to this cafe. And so there's polar bears, there's giraffes, there's all kinds of different animals that he had, you know, from different continents that he's hunted on. And it's in a really an amazing place to eat. It's good food. And if you're ever traveling on I-80, very unique place to stop. We stopped there earlier this summer, and our four-year-old loved it. She likes giraffes and polar bears and stuff like that. You know, depends on how you feel, I guess, about hunting, but I grew up in a family that that hunted quite a bit, and it's just amazing to see all these different animals in this particular bar. So great place to stop. But that's not my main topic today. My main topic today is the review of a recent purchase that I made, and that is the Flip video camera. And these have been out for a while. I'm sure many people listening to the podcast actually probably have a Flip, but this was my first time to really get hands-on and take it somewhere. And about 2 weeks ago, I went down to International Space Camp, and I decided that I wanted to take something that I could capture video with. And what I had been doing was basically capturing video with my digital camera. The digital camera that I use is a Panasonic Lumix, and typically if I want a short video of something, I'll just take the video feature of my camera and shoot 30 seconds or a minute of something. But I decided that I wanted to try the Flip, and it wasn't too expensive. I got the 60-minute version, and it was about $140, and I think I got mine at, a retail store. You can get them almost anywhere now, but I bought it especially so I could take it to Space Camp and kind of check it out a little bit. I also have two little girls. I have a 5-year-old and a 9-month-old, so we're constantly taking little video of them, you know, doing something cute or walking or crawling or things like that, and so I thought it'd be also useful for that. So I took it down to Space Camp, and I really liked the ability to take something small with me so I didn't have to take an entire digital camera. I liked the fact that I could get 60 minutes of video on one device. You know, depending on the card that I have in my digital camera, I could possibly get 60 minutes of video, but I'd have to definitely make sure that I was watching my memory levels and stuff like that. But it worked out extremely well. I mean, it could not be an easier device to use. You turn it on, you hit the red button, and records. You hit the red button to stop. It tells you how much time you've been taping. It tells you on the screen how much time you have left as far as the 60 minutes of memory. And one thing that I discovered as I was starting to use it at Space Camp was, if you hand this off to somebody and just say, you know, go ahead and tape this, there's basically no instructions needed. I mean, you just tell somebody hit the red button, things like that. So, you know, we tape different things like workshops we're working at as far as like making a rocket, or some of the videos that I posted on my blog from Space Camp show some of the things that we did at Space Camp, like the multi-axial access machine that they were in and stuff like that. So it was extremely easy to use, and almost everybody that I showed it to was like, oh man, I got to get one of those. And they asked how much it was, and I think it'd be an extremely useful device for any classroom teacher to have. I also especially like the fact that you can play it back with audio. So if you shoot something, you can play it back right on the device, and you can actually hear it. You can also mute the volume, you can turn the volume down. But that was really neat because, like, I'd take a video of something and somebody would say, oh, you know, how did that turn out or what did that look like? And then I could just go ahead and show them the video right there, and then they could see, and, you know, if it's something that you needed to shoot again, you could shoot that video again. So it was extremely useful. I was trying to think of different ways that I could use it in the classroom. And, you know, anytime there's a project that I want to take a quick video of, I could go ahead and just take out the video camera, definitely, you know, shoot the video. And then, of course, it just plugs in with a USB directly to the computer, so I can just drop and drag it right into the computer, edit it if I want to, or use it for something else. But I was beginning to think about how possibly administrators could use it. And I thought that if you're a principal and you're walking around the building and you're doing what we in our district call walkthroughs, we're just kind of walking around to see what's happening in your building, you could take the flip camera with you, and if you saw something that was really great, like you're walking through and you see a great display of student work, you could do a quick video of that. Or you walked into a classroom and students were doing a really neat project or activity, and you wanted to just kind of pop your head over the, you know, the group or whatever and see what they were doing, you could take a video of that. Not so that you could take a video and like, basically try and, you know, explain to a teacher why they weren't teaching correctly or things, but just capturing great things that are happening in your building, and then you could pop that up, you know, when you're having a staff meeting. You know, you could, you know, use it for just a recording purpose if you want to find out what's happening instructionally throughout your school. So I think it'd be really nice for administrators just to have to walk around and capture stuff. Something that would be a little bit different than just capturing something with a digital picture. You have a little bit more depth and you can get a little bit more of the feeling of what's happening. So that was one idea that I had, but I think that, you know, for the price, you know, about $140, $150 for the device, you know, it'd be a great thing to give to students as well. If you're going to have students go out and take video, you know, you could give them a $500, you know, digital camcorder, but for $150, you might not worry quite as much about it. And it looks pretty durable. I mean, the lens is encased in plastic. You know, it has buttons on it, but it looks like it's very kid-friendly, very rugged, and you don't feel like you're quite as protective of it as if you would maybe, again, a $500 digital camcorder. I know that when I was at Space Camp, one of the things that I did was I took it on the Space Shot ride with me, and basically that's like a roller coaster that goes straight up to simulate what a launch would be like for an astronaut. And the second time that I went on the Space Shot, I held it so that you could kind of just see out what a person sees when they do the particular ride. And so I would never take a digital camcorder on something like that, but, you know, the flip, it has a strap on it. I'm going to, you know, be holding it in my hand, and it's pretty rugged. In worst case scenario, you know, absolutely catastrophic, something happens to it, you know, it's $140, which is $140, but it's not $500 or $600. So just overall, I think the flip would be a great thing for teachers to use in their classroom. I'd encourage you to check it out or see if somebody that you know has one. But the quality of the video is very high. I was actually pretty surprised. I put some of it on YouTube, and some of the ones that I put on YouTube, it does have the option on the bottom where if you want to watch it in YouTube, you can select where it says higher quality version, and you click on that, and it's pretty clear. Now, one thing that you cannot do with the flip is you cannot zoom in and out on things. So basically what you see through the little video display is what you get. So you can't go ahead and zoom in on a smaller object or things like that. But, you know, that may or may not be important to you. I definitely wouldn't take the flip to do something very formal, like I would never record, you know, for example, a wedding using a flip or something like that. I guess you could if you had a tripod and you hooked it all up, you could do that. But just for little things, again, stuff around the house, little things that we record from our girls and stuff like that, I think the flip is definitely a device worth checking out. So that's my short and quick review of the flip. If you have any experiences with the flip, I would love to hear what you're using your flip for in the classroom, or any little projects that you've possibly used the flip for. Go ahead and leave a comment on this blog, or if you'd like to email me directly, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. www.techno-trip.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys.